RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Hi there, and welcome back. We're going to discuss macular degeneration and the demographic shift. And you'll say, hey, I'm 25. What the heck do I need to know about this for? Well, one of those great Greek philosophers said the unexamined life is not worth living. Well, I would say the examined life would certainly include wellness. And you may not know what you're going to be like at 50, 60, or 70, but there's a chance you're going to be told by your doctor you have early macular degeneration. And today's bad habit is tomorrow's debt. Today's good habit, likewise, is tomorrow's luxury item. So the moral of the story is that we want to pay attention to what we do now. But first, as a backdrop, it's obviously the United States and many developing countries have a demographic shift. We have more older people. We also may have more leisure time or more stress, sometimes more sunlight and UV light impacting our eyes. And we have all of these things colliding together on the back of the eye, which is this fragile network of cells called the retinal photoreceptors. It's primarily the cones, which are in the center of the vision, the macula. And they're constantly cascaded. There's high-powered optical techniques, like coherent tomography, using lasers that can follow the changes in cells as the light hits them over and over and over until they fatigue. And the moral of the story is we need to be able to beat that fatigue ahead of time. And when your cells fatigue, they drop out. They form little puddles of fat called drusen, D-R-U-S-E-N. You lose some of the pigment that's underneath the retina. That's like a blackboard. The light hits the blackboard and tickles the underside of the retina. And as they drop out, you have drusen. They coalesce. They're called dry macular degeneration. And if new blood vessels form, because they want to bring oxygen to a sagging area, these new blood vessels are very fragile and poorly developed, and they leak. And that is the wet kind. The dry kind, we try to treat with vitamins, abstention, and UV-blocking sunglasses. The wet kind are now being able to be reversed with injections, but you still need to do the same things to protect the retina from extra light and take the appropriate nutrition. So, the key is, why does that affect me? Well, we know from certain studies, long-term studies, that people who take long-term antacids, not calcium, but long-term PPIs, have a higher incidence of macular degeneration. Now, it may be they're also older, but this is a select group because they're not digesting all their food. So they're not getting the same nutrition because it doesn't get into the small bowel and stimulate the gallbladder and pancreas, etc. People who take a lot of medication, their liver is too busy. All of your nutrition for your eyes is in your liver. And if it's tied up trying to deregulate and metabolize drugs, you don't get it to where you need it at the right time. People who have poor sleep habits don't get sleep. Their circadian rhythm is messed up. That is the time when you're in the dark and your body's immobile primarily, that you're shipping out the nutrients and stored in the liver to the eyes and the other provinces of the body. So, for 60 years, we've recognized that smoking was not good and that even secondhand smoke is dangerous. But we've not recognized that a lot of things that are advertised on TV by pharmaceutical companies can have an effect on eyes. If you take Fraunfelder's book on ocular side effects of drugs, it's overwhelming how many drugs can have an effect. Now, most of them have a minor effect. They're called photosensitizers. Those are like blood pressure, anticholinergics, antihistamines, steroids, etc. And that they have an effect to increase glare. And increasing glare means you're a little more sensitive to light, so that when UV light does hit, you may get a little more breakdown in the lens or in your retinal cells. But the goal is look for these things. Wearing sunglasses outside will block that essentially. And so early diagnosis of a few drusen is the time to act. You look at your diet. You look how you feel. Are you walking, let's say, a half an hour a day? That moves your lymphatics. Lymphatics drains the fluids from the eye. Rhythmic breathing drains the fluids from the eye. These are simple things that also alleviate stress. So it's not like you're doing something planning for the future. But it also is like having your savings, your IRA, your pension plan for the future, is doing your pension plan so you always have vision, no matter what other things may beset you. And so vision is so important to all of us. Now, we are fortunate to have the OCT machine, the optical comprehensive tomogram, which is able to scan the retina and look at very specific layers in the retina so that we don't have to use more invasive techniques and injections, etc. So we're able to follow these nuances. But the best person to follow it, of course, is you. The injections for wet macular degeneration has now become the number one cost to Medicare in the United States. Number two is cataracts. Amazing. Eyes are important. People live longer. They run out of juice in their retina. They get too much sunlight into their lens, and these things develop, and they can be blocked by a combination of wearing sunglasses that are UV blockers, a little bit of exercise, no smoking, moderate alcohol, coffee in the morning, moderate coffee, balance their diet. It's not so much your caloric intake, but look at your weight and the distribution of your weight. Look at your waist size. There are correlations between fat in the diet and waist size and macular degeneration. I mean, this is being studied intensively. And the moral of the story is if we can correct some of these underlying factors, it is very important. Likewise, if you happen to have a medical disorder, diabetes, hypertension, chronic lung disease, heart problem, elevated cholesterol. These things may have an implication for your eyes. So managing them with the least medication and the most efficient way, if you can do water drinking, exercising, breathing, etc., is going to have a basically a supportive effect on your eyes. That's why we say the eye is the window to the body. Macular degeneration is one of the scourges of old age. It doesn't have to be that way. If you had my job and looked in people's eyes all day, you would see there are some very healthy people. And we should actually be studying the healthy people instead of the pathological ones, where we put all of our money and research dollars. Because it's the healthy people can be just like you, to know what to take, what to do. I invented or created Eye Complex CS as an eye vitamin because it's got 23 nutrients, most of them all good for eyes besides the rest of the body. They'll reduce your glare and you'll recover from headlights more quickly. And these are all clues to retina function. These are subtle clues, and it's better to have a subtle clue. Again, routine eye exams are extremely helpful. And if people do have a little breakdown, to use what's called the Amsler grid. The Amsler grid is a square that has the checkerboard square, and you can see if any of the lines are distorted. Well, we're fortunate to be a high-tech, low-tech field. Low-tech vitamins, high-tech is going to be stem cells that maybe we can correct you. But it's a heck of a lot better not to run into the problem and to plan ahead. To do the exercise, do the thinking, etc. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com, here to share with you. Feel free to listen to this podcast and download any of these podcasts on RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Stay well. Continue to see well.